Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. Melissa, and it's Tuesday, January 7th. You'll be interested to know, 414 years ago, today in 1610, Italian astronomer Galileo made earth-shaking discoveries, identifying four moons that revolve around Jupiter, which were later named the Galilean moons. His observations using the telescope also revealed that many more stars are visible than what can be seen with the naked eye, revolutionizing astronomy. So now you know. And now, it's time for the surf report. Expect overhead high swell on Tuesday morning, transitioning to slightly overhead high in the afternoon, with glassy conditions and light offshore winds becoming semi-choppy. On Wednesday, anticipate chest-ahead high swell with clean morning conditions and onshore winds, turning light sideshore in the afternoon. Thursday will feature continued chest-ahead high swell, remaining glassy in the morning, with winds shifting to onshore in the afternoon. Tuesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean at 5 to 8 feet until 9. After that, it turns fair to choppy, but might turn clean again for a sunset session. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 3.5-foot outgoing mid-tide, when the east swell is 3 feet at 19 seconds, and the offshore wind is 3 mile per hour. The first low tide Tuesday will be 1 foot at 10:15 a.m. with a 3-foot high tide just before 4. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 57 degrees for the water temperature. This morning it's sunny and feels like 44 degrees with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:58 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:51. It looks like we're in for a beautifully sunny Tuesday with highs around 66 and a light west breeze gusting up to 20. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies, a low of 49, and a brisk north wind picking up to 15. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies for Wednesday through Saturday, with highs around 66 to 68, and northeast winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Nights will be mostly clear, with lows in the mid-40s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Sheil Seidler, the widow of beloved San Diego Padres owner, Peter Seidler, has filed a lawsuit against her brothers-in-law, Bob and Matt, seeking control of the franchise. Following Peter Seidler's passing in late 2023, the franchise has been managed by Seidler Trusts. In her lawsuit, Sheil claims breaches of fiduciary duty and fraud, asking for their removal as trustees. She alleges they denied her and her children access to the owner's box at Petco Park and faced racist communications from Bob's wife. The lawsuit may impact John Seidler's upcoming confirmation as the controlling individual for the Padres. Now on to sports. Robert Kraft, chairman and chief executive officer of the New England Patriots, took full responsibility for the team's struggles during a media briefing at Gillette Stadium yesterday. He admitted that the firing of Gerard Mayo after a disappointing 4-win and 13-loss season was his decision. Kraft expressed regret for placing Mayo in an untenable situation, acknowledging the Patriots are no longer a premier franchise, As they prepare to hire their second head coach in two seasons, Kraft indicated a need for a rebuild, emphasizing that the new coach will have significant influence over player and coaching decisions. Moving on to college football, last night, the North Dakota State Bison clinched their 10th FCS title, edging past Montana State 35-32. Cam Miller's dynamic performance, with four total touchdowns, propelled the Bison. Despite Tawny Mellett's valiant effort, cutting the lead late, the Bobcats couldn't overcome the Bison's dominant first-half lead. In the other college football playoff semifinals, Thursday night we have the Capital One Orange Bowl at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. The Notre Dame Fighting Irish take on the Penn State Nittany Lions on ESPN. Notre Dame is favored by 2.5, with the over-under at 45.5. Also on ESPN, Friday night in the Goodyear Cotton Bowl in Arlington, Texas, the Ohio State Buckeyes play the Texas Longhorns. Ohio State is favored by 5.5, with the over-under at 53.5. In local sports, last night, the Lakers and Kings were off. Tonight, the Lakers take on the Dallas Mavericks at the American Airlines Center. Both teams hold a record of 20-15. Anthony Davis, averaging 26 points, leads the Lakers, while key injuries include LeBron James and Luka Doncic, both game-time decisions. Dallas is favored by 1.5 points. Tomorrow night, the Kings at 23-10-5 face the Flames in the City of Angels. Nance Kopitar leads with 39 points. The Kings are favored and look to extend their home dominance against the Flames, who are 18-14-7. In top news, the recent deal between Disney and Fubo is reshaping how fans consume sports television. As streaming services like Amazon Prime Video, Google's YouTube TV, and Netflix enter the arena with deals for major league sports, traditional networks such as ESPN, Fox, and NBC are forming new alliances. Disney's merger of Hulu with Fubo aims to bolster ESPN's reach, which has dropped from 100 million subscribers to only 65 million. The new offerings will range from $10 as part of bundled services to $30 for standalone access. Meanwhile, Netflix continues expanding its sports portfolio, posing a significant challenge to ESPN's dominance. In business news, the Pentagon has added several prominent Chinese companies to its list of entities identified as military in nature. This includes major players such as Tencent, China Overseas Shipping, and contemporary Ambrex Technology. The Defense Department's assessment highlights China's strategy of integrating commercial and military technology, aiming to bolster its national power. Following the announcement, Tencent shares fell nearly 8%, with the company asserting that its inclusion was a mistake. Critics, including a spokesman for the Chinese embassy, condemned the Pentagon's actions as discriminatory, while lawmakers push for further expansions of the list. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $102,000. Ethereum is just under $3,700. And Goetzius Maximus is about 51 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Instagram is testing a feature that utilizes Meta's artificial intelligence to generate images of users in various scenarios, which will appear in their feeds. One Reddit user reported seeing themselves in front of an endless maze of mirrors after uploading selfies to Meta's Imagine feature. Despite initial skepticism from others online, Meta confirmed the authenticity of these images, clarifying that they are not advertisements, but part of a new testing phase. Users who engage with the Imagine Yourself feature may soon find AI-generated images reflecting their interests, appearing in their timelines. And in entertainment news, director Matt Reeves has shared a promising update on The Batman 2, although fans may need to be patient a bit longer. Originally set for an October 2026 release, the film's debut has been pushed back to 2027. While Reeves works on the script, he admits the process has been slow, however. He confirmed that filming is expected to start this year, aligning with reports that production could ramp up in the summer of 2025. With multiple projects underway for DC Studios, including The Penguin, Reeves aims to craft a surprising story that keeps fans engaged. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the British philosopher Bernard Williams. And he said, "Man never made any material as resilient as the human spirit." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.